Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. The Avid DAO publishes a proposal to remove DAI as collateral. Arbitrum introduces a proposal to activate Stylus. And Blobstream goes live on Arbitrum One. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive funding rounds. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Avid contributor Mark Zeller put forward a governance proposal seeking to eliminate the loan-to-value ratio for DAI on all Avid deployments. The proposal is in response to MakerDAO's rapid expansion of its DAI credit facility to a potential 1 billion DAI, with plans to allocate 600 million DAI into Ethena's USDE stablecoin. One Avid community member stated that setting the LTV for DAI to zero could effectively kill Avid's operations on Gnosis. Ethena's USDE stablecoin, which is backed by liquid staking tokens and derivative positions, would underpin the allocated DAI. Therefore, any instability in USDE's value could potentially destabilize DAI's peg. Arbitrum introduced a proposal to activate Arbitrum Stylus on Arbitrum One and Arbitrum Nova mainnets. Stylus is a general-purpose programming environment that supports the use of WASM for writing smart contracts. Stylus supports development in high-level programming languages such as Rust, C, and C++. Stylus also reduces gas costs. Coined as EVM Plus, Stylus acts as an additive enhancement, ensuring seamless compatibility between Stylus and existing EVM contracts. Following community approval and completion of a security audit, a preliminary vote to activate Stylus initially on the Arbitrum One Sepolia testnet will go live on Snapshot. Blobstream is now live on Arbitrum One, allowing developers to deploy Orbit Layer 3 chains that access Celestia for data availability. Blobstream is a one-way data attestation bridge that streams Celestia's DA layer to other chains. Developers can access efficient block space that is independently priced from gas fees on their base chain. The implementation allows Layer 2 and Layer 3 rollups to use Celestia Lite clients for data availability sampling. Blobstream uses zero-knowledge proofs to authenticate the validity of Celestia block headers for confirmation on targeted EVM chains. The deployment follows last week's activation of Blobstream on Base mainnet. And lastly, philanthropic stablecoin protocol GlowDollar announced GlowDollar 2.0, its roadmap toward unlocking billions in stablecoin yield for public goods. Coined as automatic public goods funding, yield generated from USD Glow is automatically directed toward public goods initiatives. GlowDollar's roadmap includes credit, payroll, and fiat gateway solutions. USD Glow is a USD-pegged stablecoin backed by cash and US treasuries. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.